Cadets Corner is a weekly column submitted by the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadet Squadron. Two air cadets will be moving on to regionals in the effective speaking competition. Cadets within the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadet Squadron are given the opportunity to participate in the effective speaking program, which leads to the opportunity to compete in the regional, provincial and national levels amongst air cadets from across the country. Two winners from 37 Squadron will proceed to the regional level. Cadets participated in 8 workshops from December to February at the Bradford branch of the Royal Canadian Legion and, on Thursday, February 23, they competed at the squadron-level competition. Leading Air Cadet White began the competition speaking on the topic, "What is the impact of space junk?" He spoke of the debris that comes off of spaceships and how it pollutes and endangers not only Earth but space as well. Sergeant Shu chose the topic, "Should we rewrite history when we find out new information, or, what is cancel culture and should it be relevant?" Shu touched on the recent tearing down of monuments and vandalizing statues of individuals who have been discovered to promote hate or genocide of other cultures. He shared the reshaping idea instead of destroying as a way to reconcile the wrongs that had previously been done. Air Cadet Sini spoke about the topic, "What do you think about man building an outpost on the moon? Or, how useful would an outpost be on the moon or Mars?" She discussed the leaps in technology and how Earth would have an unlimited supply of abundant clean energy with fusion energy. Followed by each prepared speech, cadets gave their impromptu speech on the topic of what their hobbies are. Each cadet did a great job and, with the help of 3 judges, it was determined both Shu and Sini would go on to the regional competition. A big thank you goes out to the judges, Squadron Sponsoring Committee member Alan Saunders, Lieutenant Col. Rhett. Ferguson Mobs and Dalla Amon for volunteering their time to support 37 Orville Hand Air Cadets and judging these individuals who had worked hard and were brave enough to get up in front of their peers to deliver well-thought-out speeches.